Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, Australia, welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
Here we go. Chins up. It's Friday, people.
It's our favourite day of the week where we have clown of
ready
the week.
To rumble. Here we go. What have we got?
So many clowns.
Yep, so many clowns bursting at the seams.
They are.
We're going to have my GoFundMe page.
I love that.
We're going to get into that. Yes, yes.
If someone out there's got funded?
You've got a big idea.
Mm.
What did we fund last week? I think it was a morning after pill for a dog.
Oh, yes, it was. In fact, we should bring that up with our special guest today, which is, Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, hello.
Behave yourself.
I'm
best
just
behavior.
Wondering whether it actually exists already, the morning after pill for a dog, but, well, we'll find out from him. And more.
If anyone
I have lots
knows,
of questions for him. He'll know.
It'll be him.
We've got Week in Review, of course.
Sure do.
We'll look back at how professional I was. How forgetful you were.
Well, take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We'll get through so much more on this outrageous day.
You know, Australia's crazy. Half of Australia's absolutely fine.
The big brown land, it takes it all, but right now there is an Antarctic blast.
The East Coast has gone cray.
What was that, Dave?
That was my Antarctic blast.
What do you?
It's radio, mate.
It's a national show. You don't have anything better than
it's radio
you
and
whistling
it's
into a microphone.
It's 2019. It's not hello and welcome to 1920 radio. Let the radio play.
Would you like me to go find some Arctic blast sound effects?
Can you do a horse clip?
Yeah,
clopping?
Clip clop.
Oh,
for God's sake!
All right. You're welcome.
Are you okay?
You need a lie down.
You're throwing sand.
Is there any chance your wife could come back early?
I'm worried.
Well, I'm worried
She's
about
She's going to come
too.
Back next weekend.
You didn't burn anything last night?
No.
What'd you cook last night?
Leftovers, the stir fry.
You're joking.
What's wrong with that?
Why
wouldn't you do that?
So you cooked 2 minute noodles 3 days ago and you're still eating them.
Yeah.
Why do you want stir fry 2 nights in a row?
Because I didn't have to cook, that means. Well, I'm very busy. I'm a single dad with 2 kids at home, working father.
And how many are at home right now?
One of them's been home all day. A 12-year-old. Is that not a bad thing, having a 12-year-old at home all day?
It's a shambles, Dave. Your joint is a shambles. This is a job
for the house tidy?
Community services. Send someone round, get those kids.
He's almost 13, though. He's almost 13.
Is there toilet paper on the toilet rolls?
There was a request to buy some toilet paper yesterday because we had run a bit thin on that as
See,
well.
See, I knew it. When there's no woman in the house, toilet paper runs out.
Yes.
That's true.
Your house will look like one of those hoarders, you know?
Probably
it's
right.
Just rubbish everywhere.
That's funny.
Right.
Nothing happening.
I know, I'm useless at
But are you happy?
I'm happy. I'm fantastic. I feel great.
Not as happy as your wife. She's having a ball.
She is having a great time. She's in northern New South Wales.
Is she coming back?
Yeah, next weekend.
Well, the weather in northern New South Wales.
She said it's really windy at the moment there.
Can you do the wind, Dave? Can you?
Please don't. Everybody's had, though, things are going crazy. I've heard right around Australia, everybody's got trees falling on roads. I'll tell you who's happy. All the snow people.
Are they gone, are
they?
Oh,
it's magnificent. Mm. I've heard them all lately around my neighbourhood. Oh, it's snowing at Perisher. Oh, what a great dump we had. And, you know, we've got the inter-schools coming up. So that's going to be fantastic. Do you know some schools, literally, they have a long weekend so the kids can go skiing in the inter-school championships.
Wow.
Threadborough. We're heading there. And Fuller's even got snow. So that's really amazing.
In my day, where are they going? On school trips to where? The snow. In my day, you used to go to the hot coil mill.
Really?
Down at Cerberus or something.
Hot coil mill.
Yeah, a mill. You used to have to put a hard hat on.
This is not
and get burnt.
Mick, this is not an excursion. People belong to the snow club.
Just
and people
that.
Go to school during a term. Do you know my daughter once was in a class? She was the only one in the class because all the other girls were at the snow because they were skiers.
Wow.
She was the only one who was at school that day because we haven't got quite round
What is all wrong with the world? I don't know.
Snow is beautiful.
We did a school excursion to the Ford factory. That was our excursion. That was
quite interesting.
Well,
it was.
Not quite.
I think
the
you
snow.
Stole your first car. I think, that excursion.
We went gold panning for gold at
Sovereign
in
Hill?
Victoria. We went to Sovereign Hill.
Sovereign Hill, the most disappointing of all the
not.
Tourist
No,
attractions.
You get to dress up in the ye olden days outfits. You need to get boiled lollies.
It's Victoria's number one tourist attraction.
Come on.
It is.
Come on. Let's get a picture of ourselves in ye olde gear.
Oh, don't the girl. Oh. I went to an all-girls school.
Look who robbed the bank.
It
was, looks like Mick. Seriously.
And that pop is. When they, you know, and they take the phone, that all black. I'll tell you what, it's very flattering.
Can you do the sound effect?
It's very flattering, those shots.
This has been the saddest break I've ever heard with Dangerous Dave doing the Foley work.
I'm the Murray Tregoning of Triple M. That's what I am.
All right. You'll have to explain that reference too.
No, it won't. Not to our audience.
You know
everybody knows
about.
Who Murray Tregoning
no
is.
No idea who you're talking about.
Hey, Saturday.
What's that? See? Rest my case.
All right.
All right. When we come back, that's Clown of the Week, people.
You got it. Thanks to HSV and the Series 2 Sports Cat. You can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
We have a lot of clowns backed up. But,
it's full as a gook again.
It is.
As it is every week.
But one's caught my eye today.
All right. Who?
We thought maybe you even give it to him as Clown of the Week. Well, this is his inaugural appearance.
Right. Who are you talking about, Jane?
I'm talking about a young reporter from National 9 News. She's in the Melbourne office.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's big storms today in Victoria and a story broke. Mm. You know, you get one of those stories in your career that you'll be known for,
sure.
And I think this might be it. We've got him on the line because I'm going to ask Mark Santo Martino from 9 News to explain what he did today. Hello, Mark.
God, I hope I'm not only remembered for this, but fair enough, it's bloody hilarious.
No, this will be it, Mark.
That's it, dude.
Every time they Google Mark Santo Martino, they will know what you did. Can you explain to our national audience what happened today and what the conditions were
This has gone viral, by the way. It's been on all the news services. It's been sent to me 5 times.
Yeah, we tweeted at Kennedy Malloy too, so see it on
You're a bit
Twitter.
Of a laughing stock today, Mark, but well done. Yeah. You've made a splash.
Happy to make everyone laugh on a Friday, guys.
Good
on you, Mark.
It's a community service.
It is. Basically, we had some wild weather down here in Melbourne, very strong winds, and part of one of our piers snapped off, which is kind of hilarious.
Frankston Pier, my old alma mater. I used to live around there.
Yeah.
South
Frankston. I'm not surprised. So this 10 by 10 metre chunk of the boardwalk floated about 600 metres further away from the pier towards the city, and we found it on the beach, and we were the only ones there. We got a couple of quick shots of it, and then I thought, you know, We like to involve ourselves in the story as much as possible, so that you know we can really bring viewers an idea of exactly what it was like out there and the conditions. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if you know I jumped on board this thing and had like a pirate inspired camera?
Mark, can
how
I just
did
say,
that go for you?
Yeah, and at this stage you're in your suit, your reporting suit, I assume, with your mic.
Yes, yep, okay. All of that. We've got to make sure that we look super professional,
of course.
And I was looking at the...
Well, yeah,
really?
Go on.
I've seen the footage.
Not in hindsight. But basically, I could see that the waves weren't too bad. They were quite low, and I thought if I timed my run, I'd be able to make it there quite well. But Poseidon had other ideas, and... At the last second, this—I'm going to call it a gigantic wave. It was at least 25 centimetres high. came out from underneath the chunk of the pier, and I tried to jump over it, which was, of course, the worst split-second decision I could have made. And really stacked it.
You're an idiot. Mark, you're an idiot.
Congratulations on being Clown of the Week on Kennedy Malloy, Mark.
You know that pier? There's been about 100 dead bodies thrown off that pier.
Oh, really?
You should be very careful. Frankston Pier.
Yikes.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't have my name added to the list.
That pier could talk.
Hey, Mark, you're getting lots of feedback from your mates and from you're getting a bit of a vibe for what's happening with this story around the world. It's probably going to go around the world, you know.
I will.
Oh, look, I'm more than happy with that. But no, a lot of my friends have just basically text me, letting me know how much of a tool I am. I think my fiancé called me a disturb. I looked like I jumped like a disturbed bird. my arms flapped out, which I say, look.
I think what you meant to say was my ex-fiancé.
Look, Mick, I know that, you know, athletes can identify one another.
Sure.
And I think that my karate skills were really on display.
Do you want to play, Mark, something, another professional Irish woman?
Sure. You should get a job on Survivor.
Oh, yeah,
have you thought about that?
Look, I certainly wouldn't be good at Ninja Warrior because clearly I can't jump. But
All right. Now, if you stay at it, you may well rise to the prominence of this woman. It's an Irish reporter doing the weather. Look and learn. This is how you get a global footprint.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea. Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Blackrock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday. Galway City Council say their actions are idiotic. Not only are they putting their lives in danger, but it is unacceptable and unforgivable to put the lives of people in the rescue services at danger as well.
Well, I hope you're happy. That's a bit of a spray directed at you, Mark.
Really puts it in perspective. I think we're going to have to run one of those little asterisks underneath the footage just saying don't try this at home. Because clearly I'm not qualified to do it either, but, you know, just thought I'd give it a go.
All right,
what are you doing on the news tonight? Yeah. What's your story?
Give yourself a plug.
It's all about the wild weather. So we'll take you everywhere from Frankston Pier to the Alps and everything in between.
Good on you, Mark. Well done.
Thank you, Mark Santo Martino
there from Nine News. Clown of the week we're doing?
We're underway. 133353. Give us a call. Have you seen a clown? Are you a clown? Report a clown. Give us a call.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our favourite doctor, Dr. Chris Brown, to join us in the second hour of Kennedy.
Is he a proper doctor?
He's a vet, of course.
You've got to be a doctor if you're a vet.
They told us the Bachelor was an astrophysicist and he works in a bank.
But Chris actually works in a surgery.
Yeah, he apparently lives in Bondi too. Well, he doesn't.
Will you take it up with him?
Is he a doctor?
No, I don't know.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
We'll be nice to our guests when they come on.
Oh, yeah.
Our regulars. Chris is a regular
facilitate
now.
Facilitate you.
Come on.
Not a dating app. It's not a dating app, this show.
I know it's not. I don't need to date anybody. I'm not looking to date anyone.
Come on.
You settle down. Clown of the week.
Here we go. Hey, are we going to? Who do you want to clown? I want to clown the Wiggles.
Oh, really?
Well, Wiggles?
Not so much the Wiggles. The yellow Wiggle, Greg Page.
Why?
He's gone rogue. This was like, you know, when Kiss broke up and released their individual albums. Yeah. It didn't work, and then they had to get back together. It's just not the same.
It's like the Beatles, McCartney, Lennon. I mean, the Beatles together is.
Well, that's what he's done.
I think Paul McCartney's done pretty well. And yeah, I think John Lennon did very well.
I cite you, Mull of Kintyre. Ebony and Ivory, anyone?
Yeah. Bang.
Yes.
Snap.
Yes.
It's draining.
Once again, my point is well made. Hey,
you win. Okay. Then everyone's happy. You win, Mink.
Oh, don't be like that. Don't be a sore loser.
Don't be a sore winner. Do it again. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Greg Page.
Greg Page. Here we go. He's got his own splinter group going. Have a look. What are they called?
It's Team Rescue. This is the song.
Yes, we can be heroes. It's catchy. We can
be heroes. Who's that aimed at?
That is aimed at children, just to shove more moral things down their gob. You know, just telling children how not to have accidents.
Well, that's Wiggles turf. So he's crowbarring in on the Wiggles turf.
He's written 50
songs.
So
he's gone rogue, and now he's going to take a chunk out of the Wiggles empire.
You're right. Oh. You're absolutely right.
Well, he should have targeted something else, like the 14 to 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard. How do you can do that? They like rap.
Well, rap.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine Greg Page
rapping? Wiggle.
Maybe.
Rapping.
Because Murray Cook, who's
fruit
the red
salad,
wiggle.
Yummy, yummy. Fruit.
Murray Cook sort of branched into different sort of music now, so he's gone their separate ways.
On a first name basis with
the Wiggles. I'm just saying, let it go, Greg.
I know them all.
Do ya?
Yep.
You know what I'd do?
Jeff as well.
If I was the Wiggles.
I've met Jeff.
Wow.
I told him to wake up.
if I was the Wiggles, I'd send Captain Feathersword around and pay him a little visit. Hello, Greg. Captain Feathersword here.
Hi there.
Captain Feathersword can get a bit.
Dorothy's on his way.
What?
Run him over in the big red car. Hit and run.
All right.
I think we've made our point.
We have.
Fair enough.
What about Damien? He's on the line.
Sure.
He wants to clown someone. Hello, Damien. How are you going?
Hello, Mick. How are you going? And hello, Jane.
Oh, hello. we can see who your favourite is on this show.
Hi, Damien.
Hello, Mick.
Ignore her today. She's on one. I don't know what's going on.
I've got a clown of the week. A friend of mine sent me a picture during the week of a bloke holding a duck at a soccer game in Melbourne.
Right. Okay. And I've got that picture in front of me. So what happened? This bloke took a duck to the football.
It's a famous duck, apparently, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine said he got a photo with his eyes and up through as well to you guys.
Why is it so famous? What's it do?
Yeah.
Is it like Mr. Percival?
I've got no idea. I just know that my friend sent a picture to me of a bloke holding a duck at the soccer. So it's very strange, isn't it?
He often dons the green and gold. The duck is called Crow Patak.
Mm.
Oh, I haven't said something rude then, have I?
I don't think so. I might need to dump it, though. I'm not sure.
Really?
We'll check with the regulators.
Are you sure?
I think you're right.
What have you just done?
Okay.
It's a good-looking duck.
Yeah.
Is it a pet duck? Is it someone's duck in particular?
I think it is a pet duck.
All right,
we'll clown
right.
that one.
All right, can I clown one more just before we go?
Yeah, go
sure.
ahead.
Let's do Kevin Rudd, shall we? Just for the worst trash talk I've ever heard anywhere, anytime.
Oh, it's scary.
Have a look at this for threatening. This will make you shake in your boots if you're a handball player.
G'day, it's Kevin Rudd here, the global handball king. Well, sort of. Well, in fact, try hard. Guess what, guys? Come the end of August, having overcome the problems of my knee surgery, I'm re-entering the field. So any of you guys who are looking for a handball championship game, I'm available. Let my office know through direct message. In the meantime, if you want a handball signed by...
Hurry up!
Send it a direct message as well. Be very good. And get ready to die.
Whoa!
Hang on a minute.
Pardon?
K-Rudd.
Don't say that.
So if you want to get in a rap battle with him, just DM him.
Yeah.
Direct message him. And
wow.
That's
a bit severe, isn't it? But what I was hoping that he had done that in his native tongue.
Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Oh, yeah. Has he said threatening?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing this one
day.
Take a listen. 先生. 您在我们的国家是我们最尊敬的客人，希望你们能够休息一下。
Yeah, so back off.
Shushy sha.
Yeah.
Look out.
All right, there we go. Hey, get involved. 133353. Seen a clown. Come on.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week we're doing right now. You can get involved too. Got some prizes here. 133353. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Oh, can I do one?
Yeah. When are you going to clown?
Well, I'd like to clown the hospital who circumcised the wrong guy.
What?
How can that be possible? What?
Well, you know. Yeah,
please explain.
He's a British man, has been awarded more than $24,000 in damages after going into hospital for a bladder procedure and coming out circumcised. It was a real surprise. 70-year-old Terry Brazier. Who goes in and gets circumcised at 70?
But how old wouldn't they just go, are you sure?
Doris. Doris. You know what I feel like doing? I might just whip down the hospital and get a short back and size in the downstairs department.
Doris might have thing. Her eyes have suddenly been fixed.
Doris,
I never noticed.
He's this new man.
Yes.
I had sex with a stranger last night. he was supposed to go in for a cystoscopy.
Oh, yeah?
Where Botox is injected into the bladder wall to help control incontinence. Now, that's a 70-year-old
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it works.
He was too busy chatting with staff to realise he was instead receiving the personal procedure. So he must be a local anaesthetic. So he's chatting away.
Yeah.
They're downstairs. Next thing, they show him the mirror like they do at the hairdressers, and he goes, whoa!
To your liking, sir?
What's happened there?
No.
What the hell? What is that?
How effective is that anesthetic, by the way?
Oh, give me some of that, please.
There's a tear to your eye.
Hey, you idiots. Yeah. You blooming idiots. Anyway, I hope he's all right.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's
Doris
shocking.
Might be enjoying it. For a change.
I would like to clown...
Who?
Princess Charlotte.
Oh, here we go.
What?
I knew you'd come
around. Little one.
These kids are evil.
The little one.
These kids are evil.
Sorry. Oh, my God. You wait till you see this. This is going to be all over the news tonight.
What?
Well, the mum and dad, Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, took part in the King's Cup regatta.
Of course they did.
So they're on a boat and they're racing against each other. But before they get on, the kids come on the boat just to wave to everybody, the commoners, really.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, Charlotte's in a dress because we've only ever seen her in a dress. She never wears pants.
What do you mean?
Oh, she's a girl, you know. And she's royal, so she only wears a dress, and it's weird.
Royal protocol, Jane.
What?
If you're a little princess, you wear a dress.
No, it's 2019.
Royal protocol.
What do you want her in, a pantsuit or something, dude?
Yeah, I want her in a pair of jeans like any other normal 4-year-old child. Anyway, guess what? She's waving at everyone, and her mum says, come on, wave to all the people. And she sticks her tongue out.
Good on her. Well done.
Was that all?
What do you mean?
Was that all?
She's a little kid.
That's not...
That's... pulling that faces.
That's going to be the ruin of her.
Oh, it's not.
Every time she's Googled now, it's going to. That's her picture. It'll haunt her for life.
Burnt down Windsor Castle or something in some kind of seance or ritual.
She poked her tongue out. She's on a yacht.
Hang on.
She's poking her tongue out at all the poor people on the
Geez, if I had to apologise every time my kids.
Yes.
My kids poke their tongue out. I just will grab it and I'll put chili on it.
Okay. Can't stop my kids throwing rocks at customers at Hanky Dory. I think I've got my hands full.
Poking your tongue out is pathetic, and she's a princess. Now, if we're saying she's supposed to be a princess in her pretty frock,
what a painful child. Someone has never gotten over the snubbing from Prince Edward.
That's true.
That they received after trying everything, every trick in the book to get into his good graces.
Yeah. I never was attracted to him.
Well, why did you want to be his pen friend?
This was going
why'd
to use
you write
him,
to him.
Use him to be royal, like everybody else does.
What about that evil little George?
He's
that
kid.
He's a sweetheart.
He's the future king of England.
He's manipulative, actually.
He will bring down the entire kingdom.
He will.
Apparently, he's lost his two front teeth too.
He's a demon seed.
That, mate, he's not.
He is a demon
he's
seed.
A little boy.
You know what?
What?
Sometimes you've got to cut off the branch to save the tree. They should take that kid out.
No, he's a sweetheart.
Now they dump dogs.
No.
They should take him out.
I don't know.
In a carriage with horses.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Drive it out as far as they can and just go, hey, George, why don't you go and have a look behind that tree? And then click, 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 click.
No, he's got grey men working for him.
Clown you for that. That's a horrible thing to say.
He's no good. Do it now while you've got a chance. Eugene.
Yes, Mick.
All right, mate. Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown you, Mick.
Clown me? How dare you? Yeah. What for?
Mate, on Monday, you squealed like a stuck pig about not being able to get the ashes.
That's right. I couldn't get the ashes. I'm sitting at home in this day and age.
I understand, but we could have heard it once, but Jane had to carry you while we had to listen to you.
Oh, shut up, Eugene. Get off.
Eugene, are you speaking in a bunker under a blanket somewhere?
Yes, you're very muffled.
Yep.
That's better.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, that's much better. I know. Mick did have a bit of a whinge because he said he couldn't watch the Ashes. But
sorry,
we've
it's
got to the
greatest sporting contest in the world.
I know.
And we've been waiting 6 months for it. Nine only have it for another one round.
Mm. Eugene, we got to the bottom of it and Mick's going to be sorted, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, but it's, I understand for one part of the 2 hours, but for for the whole 2 hours we had to...
It feels like this segment's been going on a long time too, Eugene. What do you do for a job, Eugene?
A sawmiller.
A sawmiller.
Wow, that sounds manly and impressive.
Bore everyone shitless down the hill, do you? Is that where you're calling us
Do you wear a flannel shirt, Eugene?
No, but I carry a chainsaw on.
Ooh,
good.
Hello.
There you go.
What are you milling at the moment, mate?
A bit of mess, mate.
Wow, that's a nice hardwood.
Yeah.
All right.
I know my woods.
We'll give you some tickets to go see the Beatles Abbey Road
Don't
live.
Give him anything.
He deserves it. Call through, touring this August.
Give it to him.
Double for you coming your way.
Hey, Eugene, do you want to know the follow-up? You'll love this. Someone from Channel 9 is coming around to my house to tune in Jim. they were more sick than you of my whinging.
And that's why you did it. You made it. You made it.
It's finally going to happen.
They are coming around to my house with ladders and antennas, and they are going to tune Jem in so I can watch
the We'll
keep
ashes. You informed, everyone. Stand by.
All right. Mick's GoFundMe not too far away.
Here we go.
So do we get people involved now?
1-333-53. Give us a call. There's $500 on the line for the best idea. This has got to be a game changer.
Yes.
New idea that I will fund, help get you across the line.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's GoFundMe. Mick's GoFundMe.
Some of the brightest minds of this generation have been calling to this segment to get their big idea funded. What won last week, Dave?
Last week it was the morning after pill, wasn't it? Yeah, morning after pill for animals. This was Sarah.
We need funding for the morning after pill for dogs.
That's quite ingenious.
There's been an incident at your place, has there, Sarah?
Oh, today, and I've got photographic evidence so I can rub it in the little bastard's face when they pop them out.
All right, we get the idea. Now, you're suggesting there might be one. Did you say you think there is one?
Well, there is for... women, like humans, and I'm assuming they have them for pets. I was going to ask Chris Brown when we talked to him.
He has to make one for men.
No,
it won't happen.
I don't think that works. No, it won't work.
The best is a six-pack. Hey, that's your best
morning and evening.
Do you think there is one for dogs? Why don't you ask your boyfriend when he comes on?
Please don't refer to Chris Brown as my boyfriend.
15 minutes away, Dr. Chris.
That's why you were tidying up. That's why you're tidying up.
No.
Brush your hair.
No, I didn't brush my hair yet. I was blowing my nose.
Got your compact out.
I haven't put my lips on yet. I do it at 5 o'clock every day if you haven't
noticed. All right, good for you. Hey, now listen, let's...
What's wrong?
Leave me alone.
Oh, come on, Jane.
Do you want a cuddle?
Come on.
No.
You want a cuddle? Do you want a group hug?
Hashtag me too. I do not want a cuddle from either of you.
All right. Well, listen up. We've got some of the brightest minds of this generation. This is like a really unnerdy Shark Tank.
And it's $500, isn't it?
$500. Yeah. We'll fund the right idea. We'll decide which one.
Yeah.
We've got a few calls already racked up. John.
Yeah, mate. A mate of mine going over to Lords tomorrow to watch the fifth test.
He's going to Lords. He's going to Lords. Test match at Lords. I'm interested, yes.
Yep. I put a challenge during the streak, so the GoFundMe's for his fine.
Sorry, did you say he's going over there to streak?
Yeah. I put the challenge during the streak across the oval.
Okay.
So GoFundMe's for his fine.
I'm into this.
I'm not.
I am. So,
do you reckon?
This is money well spent. But. I'll give you. What if I give you 250 now and the other 250 when he's done it?
Well, I hope he actually does it. I don't know whether.
Well, if he doesn't do it, I'm not funding it.
It's going to be paying for bail to get him out of jail. That's what's going to happen.
That is money worth spent.
Don't encourage people to streak.
Yes, a streaker at Lords, the home of cricket.
How annoying. If you're playing cricket, you've got some nong.
You've got no get up and go.
Interesting.
This guy's prepared to go to the other side of the world.
Prepared?
Get his ticket.
Just watch the cricket like the rest of us.
Take off the togs.
Yeah. Keep your clothes on, mate.
Mate, you're right out in front. You're the clubhouse leader by a mile at the moment.
God, help us.
This is where it's going.
Okay.
Might fund that personally.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
It interrupts the game. We're watching cricket. We don't want to see.
It always has a bad effect on the game.
It does. Stops the play.
Sorry, guys. It's like doing a show with a couple of real straighty 180s. Why don't you write a letter to
I'm not approving of streakers.
Why don't you write a letter to the editor? Maybe make a really angry call to an AM station. About the kids today?
Oh, well, we really want to see John's mate from Nowhere Land come and on our screens and interrupt a professional international
cricket John Thomas.
Game.
We don't want to see that.
So you're taking this segment seriously, are you? Is that the point?
Well, you are. Well,
if you want to fund it, hey, it's
I'm going to fund it.
You're funding.
There it is. $500 done.
Done. Oh,
there
we've got
go.
Some other good ideas here.
No, I'm happy.
Oh, really?
We're good.
Has John got the money?
John's got the money.
You got $500, John.
Well done.
Terrible.
And is that the segment?
That's it.
We're done.
Thank you.
Shortest segment in the world. All right, I look forward to Lords. You might be able to tune it in on your TV too.
Good luck, John.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bachelor update.
Yes, please. What's happening?
Well, episode four.
What's happening
four.
With the bank clerk?
What do you mean?
Because he's not an astrophysicist. You know that.
He was. He was an astrophysicist.
No kidding. Is
well, now they're saying that he works at the National Australia Bank. But that's what
so
you
it's
know.
It's all sus. It's not quite a sexy.
That doesn't sound very
it's not
hot.
The CSIRO.
The Bachelor.
Or...
Ooh, what's he do? Oh, he works at checkout number three.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a teller. I think he's working in another department.
Interesting.
Or so, you know, they've had 1,000 girls.
I feel like I've been lied to.
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
At least the honey badger, you knew he was the honey badger.
Hey,
honey badger, what do you do? Well, I play rugby and, you know, that's all I do. And I advertise under
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, which is...
So you know what you're getting with a honey badger. Mm. But old Agnew is up to no good.
Interesting.
They're advertising the honey badger's underpants all through The Bachelor, which is annoying.
Mm. So, so you pop up all the time.
He does. A lot of things pop up because it's underwear.
Hey.
The Bachelor is up to episode four and, you know, there's a template. Episode four is photo shoot episode.
And what does that mean?
That means that a magazine in the country says we want to have photos of some of the girls with Matt.
Oh, this will be fiercely contested.
Hot poses.
So how do you get selected for that?
That's drawn out, you know, that's you're going and you're going and you're not going and you're not going. So it's not everybody, but it's, you know, the girls get together. But what's funny is the meanness of the producers. So they had a scene. They were very famous romantic couple images, right? And they had Cinderella and Prince Charming, but two of the girls had to play the ugly sister. How happy do you think they were? They had to play the Ugly Sisters. And how happy do you think they were with that?
There's an evil genius working on that show.
And they've dressed them up.
Hang on,
like,
what did they dress them in?
Well, a really high-necked shirt and a long dress, you know, a long frock. Mm. And so she started to undo all the buttons.
Hello.
She's popping out everywhere and made it sort of quite an X-rated shoot.
Okay.
That was Mary, who's really annoying. But one of the things that happened was the girls, it was Survivor style, they had to choose two girls who could go and have a few minutes with Maddie out the back of the garden.
For a minute.
Well, just a bit more. All they want is time. The more time you have with him, the more likelihood you are to get a rose. If you don't speak to him, he goes, who the hell's that? I don't even know your name. You get no rose. And this is what happens.
So see, I'd give the rose to the woman who spoke the least.
You reckon?
Mick Molloy.
That's better.
Michael.
A little less of...
Well, good luck on this show because none of them can bloody shut up.
A little less of yapping and there's your rose.
That is the difference.
I'd watch that.
This is the new, there you go. Here's the new Bachelor. The most quiet girl.
Just got to get a rise.
Anyway.
All right.
Abby got the votes. And
Abby, who's Abby? And how are my girls going, by the way?
They're both out.
Yeah.
What?
Jesse and Keely gone.
In the sweep.
Well,
yeah,
apparently they used your skills, your trick,
yeah,
and they didn't talk enough and they didn't get to know him very well.
Oh, this is
anyway.
Do I get a repper charge or something? Do I get to go back into the...
Don't be silly.
Can I go in on yours, Dave? Who have you got?
Mine's still in, Monique.
Can I buy yours? I'll buy
Monique. No, your hands
you've
off.
You've got one left, Monique.
Thank you.
And then she sounds cuckoo.
No, she doesn't.
She's a nut.
No, she's
you
not.
Don't even know.
She would.
Dave, don't fall for it. He
and
has
her family
no idea.
Might be listening to this. That's hurtful.
He's got no idea who you're talking about, don't worry.
Yeah, you be
careful. Anyway, here's what the mistake all the girls made when they said, let's choose Abby to go and have a chat with him.
So they chose Abby.
They chose Abby. All the girls voted. 14 of them.
Which one's Abby again?
Abby's the one with the curly hair who said, I'm an astrophysicist, and she said, I'm a Gemini.
Oh,
okay.
She's cute.
She's cute.
Okay, guess what happened? The girls go, here's our theory. The other girl is beautiful and worldly, but, you know, all Abby's got is a bit of sexual appeal. And they've gone,
all right,
so he'll be sort of finished with her and be like, won't really matter that she's got this sexual chemistry with him. Uh-oh. Pashed for about 5 minutes.
No kidding.
Oh, she got the leg going over.
Whoa.
What?
His glasses fogged up. He had to take them.
Jeez.
His glasses fogged
they
up.
They did. She he's got lipstick out all over his face.
He's come out with foggy glasses and they've gone, we've made a bad call
they've
here.
Made the worst move possible. And she's in the running to win in my book now, Abby.
Because we know he's fallen in love and we know he is found
this
love
was hot and
house.
Heavy, I've got to tell you, at 9 o'clock at night.
Is she a tip to win it?
Yeah, I'm
can I get
her.
In? I want to go.
Who's
in
got
the
Abby,
draw.
By the
I
way?
I want to go in the drawer again. Come on, otherwise it's over.
Oh, Maddie
for me.
Dower, our producer's got
Maddie D on the pots and pans. He's got Abby.
I think we should give me one more.
No, once you're out, you're out. You can't go back. Oh,
shut up, Dave.
All right, mate.
Well, actually, there were intruders. Have they gone in here, the intruders? Oh, yeah, they have.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's already concluded. All right.
Intruder.
James, the producer, said you can have one of his.
Okay.
Because he's a team player. He's
all right.
Said that.
James has got Vaku.
He's on a dating
and
app.
Chelsea.
He's on a dating app for private school tour.
Yeah, toffee.
You can have Vaku.
I don't want Vaku.
Yes, when she found out she'd got a rose, she burst into tears and had a big flipping sob. What a baby.
Back? Can you take a rose back? Like if you gave it to her and she did that, could you then go, excuse me? And just, you ain't get back?
Excuse me. I've changed my mind.
Excuse me, I'll be needing that.
That's right.
See you, Vaco.
All right. Please be nice to Chris Brown when he comes in.
I will be nice. I'm always nice to Chris. We're like brothers.
Don't be rude.
We're like peas in a pod.
Don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
Please.
Dr. Chris is next.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Alrighty, people, here we go. The final hour of the week, and it's going to be a humdinger. We've got the week in review coming up, Jane Kennedy.
Excellent news.
We're going to go around the grounds. Will we go around the grounds?
I love doing that. And did you watch any Game of Thrones last night after your busy night?
You know what? I did.
Oh.
What
God,
an
I thought
episode.
You were going to say no there.
Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen episode 9 of season 4 of Game of Thrones, but wow, it's all happening.
But you don't have to do it, so don't feel obliged.
No.
It's good. Oh, we might run out of time.
I don't think we will. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Dr. Chris Brown joined us, he let us in on a terrible rumour he'd been spreading about his dad.
Dad is a vet as well.
Yep. When I was a kid, he actually used to look after a lot of koalas. And one day he was doing some testing and actually flicked one of the samples and it landed in his eye. His eye was running. I said, what happened? And he explained it was from testing for chlamydia and samples in his eye. So I walked away from the conversation and assumed that Dad had chlamydia. And for 20 years, I'd been saying to people that Dad had chlamydia. It caused a few issues socially for him in my hometown.
Sure.
It was only last year I was talking about it at a family barbecue and he goes, it was just a reaction to what I'd flicked into my eye. I never had chlamydia, which is, Mum wasn't happy.
No.
Please welcome back to the show, Dr. Chris Brown.
Wow.
Oh.
A bit of explaining to do at your last family function, I understand.
Beautiful family story to keep the family together.
Hey, have we seen you since the Logies?
Not since after the Logies, Jane. I believe you invited me back to your hotel room.
Hang on a minute.
On stage.
That was the showbiz, Bit of showbiz. Right, Mick told me to say that.
Up with Colette Mann.
Well, she looked hot that night too.
Keys
she was
in a bowl all we did round
see you,
it was.
We did see you very late in the evening and we were trying to find
you were a wingman for me for a while I was out there carving it up.
So did what I could.
You did what you could.
I mean, security can only be subdued by so many men. So,
It was a load of fun. Where have you been since then? Did I just hear you came in the tail end of a conversation between you two saying you've been to Finland?
That was your last stop, wasn't it?
It was.
What are you doing in Finland?
I had a little bit of time off and I went around Europe and Morocco and then ended up in Finland for a wedding.
What happens in Finland?
They're famous for, I found out they're certainly famous for vodka. They're famous for a lack of sense of humour.
That's true.
Which the vodka is meant to fix.
No really good stand-up comics coming out of Finland at the moment?
Not overly.
I just explained to Chris that half of my family is from Finland. Yes, but I've only just recently discovered. So I can't say I'm really, an expert on it.
And is the sun up like for 24 hours a day or something there? Was it one of those things?
23. You just have to make the most of that 1 hour of darkness. It is. You've got to take the eye mask. Otherwise, you just don't sleep.
Is it good for a tan? Do you get a tan?
Are
the chicks hot?
The chicks are hot.
Is that before or after a vodka?
It all helps, Mickey. It all helps. But I also discovered one other thing
What do they eat?
They eat a lot of salmon.
Sandwiches.
Salmon. They eat fish. They've got stupid fish delicacies, don't they? Don't they swallow one whole, they dangle it in their mouth?
They pickle everything.
Yeah, everything's pickled because it's
dirty, rotten picklers.
Yeah, because everything has to be kept through the winter months.
Yeah.
Things in a jar.
I discovered that they're very famous, apparently, for their islands, their number of islands as well.
You were very bold and put that out on Instagram, didn't you?
I took a photo of some of their islands and said, Finland's amazing. They have 40,000 islands and here's a couple of them.
Which is a lot.
Is a lot of islands, but clearly not enough islands because Finland's biggest newspaper took exception to my thoughts around the Finnish islands and published an article about how this foreign intruder who likes to socialize with animals, I think was the terminology they used. had disrespected the nation of Finland.
What?
I'd grumbled with the facts.
Yes, that's true.
What is going on?
And despite helping trapped animals around the world, his information has gone astray. That's what they said.
What did you get wrong?
Well, in fact, how many islands do they have, Chris?
I learned the hard way. It's not 40,000. It's 187,000 islands in the nation of Finland.
Well, you did get it wrong.
You were quite a way off.
Well, I realised that, Australia is famous for amazing but venomous animals and the fact we're always the drunkest people in any party internationally. But Finland prides itself on its number of islands. They're second only to Sweden, and you don't bring that up publicly.
Don't talk about the war.
Hang on. They can't be very big. How big are the islands?
Island size.
Great Keppel. That's what I want to know.
Hayman.
Yeah.
Love Island. Is Love Island there? Is that one of them?
No, so I think the ruling of an island is it has to be greater than an acre in size.
Hey, Chris, just pop quiz. Do you know how many islands are on New Zealand?
Oh, no.
Was that a trick question?
Two.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you've really got in there.
Imagine being a Mormon in Finland, though. 187,000 islands to visit just to knock on the door of every single one of them.
It'd be like a triathlon. You have to do a swim leg. You have to do a running leg. Are they fit?
You did apologise.
What's their national sport?
Ice hockey.
Wow, that's a stretch to really think of, wasn't it?
What were they called?
In Finland.
The picklers.
Ice hockey, the
Finland picklers.
Ice hockey and saunering. That's the other thing they're very, very good at.
Do they all like to take their kid off like they do in Sweden, go and have a sauna? It always comes back
to this, doesn't it?
Not just taking the kid off. Well, you know, it's quite a social awakening, Mickey, when you have to get the kid off around complete strangers and then they start whacking you with branches.
Glad you said branches.
With branches.
Really glad.
You said the wedding was all kind of normal, nothing weird happened.
Was this before or after the article?
This is all before. This is my next round of reveals around the nation of Finland. Right. I'm just going to go hard.
Chris, can you please stay around? Because we've got to talk about a few animal issues.
We'll do some animal stuff.
There's plenty out there.
Get the globe out, find out where Finland is. I don't know this.
You don't know where Finland is. What's wrong with you?
It's where Jane's relatives are from.
That's it. Good. Dr. Chris Brown is with us. The Living Room tonight, 7:30 on 10 and the Win Network.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Dr. Chris Brown in studio as well.
You've got to be kidding, Doc.
What?
The doctor said, has Jane brought up her Ugandan visit with the...
You mean, have I told people that I've recently been to Africa?
I've walked into a trap, haven't I?
Yeah. You had a farm
in Africa.
It's old... Jane Goodall's drunk auntie over here.
Beg your pardon.
All of a sudden thinks she knows everything
about
it.
One of the most amazing things I've ever done in my life.
Have you ever seen the big apes?
The silverback.
The gorillas, I haven't. It's one of the things that I'm yet to do. It's certainly high up in the list.
I don't know if you're up to it, Chris.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big track to get there.
Check
it's
through
very
the
hard.
Woods to go, though. I mean, if they were smoking cigars or something, you know, or wearing like Lederhosen like they do in the posters. But they're not doing anything.
You're so disrespectful. You don't understand us.
I mean, it's an interesting observation, is it, that Jane had to travel to the other side of the world to have a close encounter with a strong male influence.
That's right. Hello.
Yeah, well, okay. So it's telling, isn't it?
Do you know what I'd do if I met them? Straight off the bat, I'd pull my hand and chuck it at them. No, that's the gorilla welcome. That's like saying, hi. I'm Mick.
They were better behaved than you are, I have to tell you.
It is actually a well-known gorilla greeting, a way they often see off the potential threats. So, Mickey.
Thank you.
It'd be a compliment if you were to end up with
in Finland, apparently. If you did.
It depends on the vodkas.
It does. Hey. On your travels, I noticed that in Marrakesh, I'm not stalking you, by the way. It's just pops up. Okay, sure. Cue Mick.
What happened?
Are you listening?
No, I wasn't listening completely.
Took a lot of pictures of cats in Marrakesh.
Mm.
It's International Cat Day today, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why? And tell me why you took lots of pictures of cats, and were there other animals you've come across while you've been away, and any good animals?
Why would you go to Finland after being in Marrakesh?
He told you it was a wedding.
It was a wedding, but look, I like to immerse myself. Immerse myself in the animals of wherever I happen to be. Marrakesh is lots of street cats, and they've all got their own little angle they're running. And
so, what happened to all the dogs? I'm worried. They haven't ended up in those casseroles, have they?
Well, it's often hard to...
Do they eat dogs there?
No, I don't believe they do. I think the cats...
That's just so racist. Marrakesh, that sounds like a dog-eating nation.
I think...
to me...
I think the cats are better survivors.
Oh, really?
To be fair.
That's a better question.
That'd be a bunch of dog eaters from way back.
It's funny you should say that. It's an interesting cultural experience traveling through Marrakesh in Morocco.
What happened? And what are you? Are you looking like Lawrence of Arabia or something? Are you on a camel? Have you got like what are you doing?
I was on foot and just trekking through the city. And I mean, I had an interesting encounter with a local guy who offered me a lot of dirhams, Moroccan dirhams.
You want some dirham?
For access to my teeth. He liked my teeth.
See, this is weird. That's wrong.
And was willing to pay good money for them.
For your teeth?
Yeah, I mean, I could have.
Was he
going to
replace them? Was he going to?
No, he was. I found out later on he was renowned for. He often gets what he wants and does have a selection of teeth that you can buy. Oh, I think to be inserted back into your head at a later date. But yeah, he was offering me quite a bit.
What's he doing with the teeth?
What the hell?
Well, is he shifting them on? Is he
selling them to people with no teeth?
Or is he put them up on the wall? You know, like when people get those shark jaws.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this was a vet from Australia. I got him.
It's a good set, this one. But I mean, I'm running a substantial jaw. There's plenty of teeth in there. sitting on a good nest egg.
He's seen you coming, going, well, this is like a prize bull here. Because have a look at this.
God.
Jeez,
yeah, look, he didn't offer me quite enough dirhams to have me parting with the teeth.
And how does he do it? Just out of interest.
Did he speak English?
Did he take him as one lot or?
Not really. He just approached me with some pliers. And,
oh, God. what the hell?
I've got a photo of him. I'll put it up later. But he approached me with some pliers and he had a little bag with teeth. And I was
he's jiggling a bag that he's already got.
Well, I think he was saying that he had experience and this would be a very, very worthwhile procedure. And you know, he didn't flash me the dirhams that he was going to offer me for.
Wow.
But the teeth that he'd procured weren't quite of the
quality of yours.
Quality that I was putting out there.
$50 for your molars. Yeah. I'll offer you.
That's a good price. I'm not going to deny that. In Morocco, you'd get my attention.
You'd take that.
You've had. Bizarre adventure. Did you do any work while you were away? Like, did anybody call upon you to do any
animal work? Did you
treat
an animal for it by any chance?
Look, there was a donkey. That I may have helped there.
What was wrong with the donkey?
What's wrong with the donkey, mate?
It was lame. The donkeys, they get it tough in Morocco.
Donkeys get it tough everywhere.
Is it because of big fat tourists who ride them all the time? I've heard about this in some of these Aztec towns. Yeah. They're going to have to start putting a weight limit on Western tourists because the donkeys are literally like collapsing under the weight of these big fat Americans.
Yeah.
In the Greek islands, Santorini is renowned for having the donkeys that haul your baggage and your luggage and up the hills and occasionally the tourists that can't quite make the stairs. So, I mean,
so how do you fix a lame donkey? That's not a joke.
No, well, you assess that it doesn't have like a stone bruise or something that it's stepped on, and quite often they'll have like a stone stuck in their foot or have something like that, and that's an easy fix. But
I'd give it to Darren Weir.
Darren Weir. A jigger. Wow. Well, you fixed a donkey. Vaults. Where was the donkey?
That was in the Atlas Mountains, just outside of Marrakesh in Morocco. So
did you take the donkey's teeth?
They're big choppers.
Big choppers. Imagine what you'd get for a donkey tooth.
Yeah.
There's some good money in those, let me tell you.
Hey, we've wasted your time completely here today.
It's all gone.
Always great to catch up with you, but there's nothing much there.
I beg your pardon. I've said to you to be respectful to Chris.
I've been respectful.
What do you mean you say there's nothing much
there?
Well,
we didn't talk about animals.
Well, there was a few stories.
Well, there was some great stuff there.
But they're a bit Debbie Downer stories.
We didn't get on to Jane saying that the new The Bachelor is the new Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, that's right.
Did you hear this? New.
I didn't say the new.
You said the new.
I said the next Chris Brown.
Are you saying that I need to really prioritise my time when I'm sitting on a couch? And I mean, he makes use of a couch, a three-seater. He does things there within a few minutes that I take weeks to work on.
You know, if you had said yes to being the Bachelor, Chris, you know. No, I'm just saying in terms of, I think he's got a bit of a future in television.
Whatever. I think it's out there.
You don't like him.
You would think less of me, Jane Kennedy, if I was the Bachelor. I would like to think that.
Absolutely, you're correct.
Thank you very much.
Good move.
I would like it. I'd love to see that. Hey, Chris, always a pleasure to have you on, mate.
And we get to see you on The Living Room tonight.
The Living Room tonight. What else are you doing? Anything else?
Just that really at the moment, and working through my jet lag and broken heart, and avoiding The Bachelor and any comparisons too. So
those bastards in Finland too. They annoy me.
Dr. Chris Brown. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bye bye.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown, we love you. Missed that. You want to grab the podcast? You can podcast all of the show from the week. Easy to do.
How many islands in Finland?
187,000, I think he said.
Bullshit.
I
want to do a count.
You know anything in Scandinavia. There's lots of islands in Sweden as well.
There's lots of islands in Vanuatu. It's an archipelago
of
thousands of islands.
Why do you shift it to something that's your main mastermind subject all of a sudden?
Mate, I know there's not 187,000 islands in Finland. Count them. Who's ever counted them?
Oh, someone would have.
Can we go to Week in Review, please?
Sure, here it is.
We started the week with Mick ready to outwit and outplay everyone on Survivor.
If you behind enemy lines, I would out-survive anyone.
You have to get a medical before you go on those shows, you do know.
And what's that supposed to mean?
They're really super fit
people.
You
haven't got my weight.
Mind you, if you died, they'd have a big feast.
It's very hurtful.
Even Stevens.
Oh, that seems to have all worked out in the wash then, doesn't it? You fat bastard.
Denise Scott popped by with news of an upcoming date with The Bachelor.
Apparently we're going to the rooftop at Channel 10.
He's taking you upstairs for a bit of...
He's calling it a date. He saw me last night.
What are you going to wear?
Paul, I just went and had a look in a shop across the road, actually. Had a nice, loose-fit floral shirt.
Hey, can you low-hem mine, please? Below the knees. I know what you like. You get overexcited.
Adam Gilchrist joined us to help celebrate a stunning first Ashes test victory. But all the talk seemed to be about Gilly borrowing Mick's Logie's pass.
Well, first he picks my pockets and goes, mate, I need your pass. I said, well, what, how am I going to get back in? He goes, mate, I'll meet you back here. Famous last words. Got to scale the fence to get back into the Logies.
I needed a pass to get this mate into the appropriate part of the function where the bar was.
Didn't have to pretend to be Mick Malloy.
My mate had to scruff his hair out.
You know, put on some weight.
Fluff his cheeks out.
You owe me, Gilly.
Got you in a one World Cup final, mate. You did owe
That's
me.
True.
And I've blown up about a Logies pass.
Questions were asked as to why we couldn't watch the Ashes on the TV.
Plenty of people ringing me up last night.
I know.
Including my
own
mother
know.
Going, how can I watch the cricket.
And who better to clear things up than Nine's program director, Hamish Turner?
3 days, we were promising rain. We didn't know if we were going to make it the fifth day. So the safest bet to service the block audience but also service our cricket fans is to obviously have it on Jim.
Scotty friggin' Cam.
Scotty
Cam has ruined the Ashes.
You'd have to be happy with the Tigers though at the moment, mate.
Right, nice save, Hamish.
Jane had this health and safety announcement.
No one over the age of 40 should climb up a ladder unless you're a tradie.
Stop it, Jane.
Talking about
you don't know. Okay, oh, doctors from hospitals around
Bad
Australia. I'm the one that changes light globes. I'm the one that goes up ladders
up
in my house. Yes,
Are
I do.
Are you over 40?
Well, yes, but I always get my children to hold it for me. And I said, if mummy falls off here, it's your fault.
Early riser from the Today Show, Georgie Gardner dropped by.
Should we go to bed in a minute?
You're lucky I haven't dropped off. Well, the kids tuck me in, usually at about 7:38. I'm a whole barrel of laughs.
Oh, you are a good time girl.
What does your husband do? Does he go out?
Yeah.
Sneak out and get back in at 2
Have the time of his life.
Exactly. Gone for dust. I wouldn't have a clue. The marriage works very well, actually.
Yeah. Merrick Watts joined us and filled us in on his recent diagnosis.
A condition called Raynaud's, where you lose blood from your hands and your feet and you suffer extreme pain, typically as a 70-year-old woman.
I've never heard of this before.
10 years away, Jane, by the way.
How dare you? Do not give him stuff like that on a platter.
And with Margot Robbie revealing in an interview she once had sex on a jet ski.
If I ever have to write a character in a film that I want people to know is a bogan and do it really quickly, I'll just put a jet ski on the back of a ute in their driveway. Now, Eddie McGuire, a friend of ours...
Yeah, he's got a couple.
But he's a bogan. Peel away the suit, he's a bogan.
Eddie, however, got wind of those comments and shots were fired back on his radio show.
Bogan's not a derogative these days.
Sounded like it.
Well, it is for Mick and Jane on their high perches. And Dangerous Dave, who's, you know, the aspirational bloke from Point Cook, who just looks disparaging at his neighbours as he drives past them every day into Triple M.
What do you say to the allegation that anybody who has a jet ski is a bogan?
Oh, I think that that's probably right.
So we put the question to you.
You know you're a bogan when?
You go to court in a pair of Jack Daniels tracksuit pants.
When you wear your pyjamas to Kmart or bottle shop.
When you take your favourite stubby holder to the pub so you can put your skillies in it.
What's your favourite stubby holder, mate?
Oh, I've got this tattered old one that I got at a Keith Urban concert.
You got an indoor lounge on your front porch.
Yes.
When you're flicking through your picture magazine and one of your ex-girlfriends is in Bloomberg.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Chris Brown just sent me a picture of the Tooth Man of Marrakesh.
Right.
And
he's lucky,
actually,
he's lucky to get out of Marrakesh alive.
I think so. Because he's got some good choppers there and they could have gone into that creepy man's bag.
Right.
What are you up to on the weekend?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not a huge reunion man, but I'm going to a reunion.
Are you really?
It's a reunion of the 1982 Mount Eliza Under 16 Premiership team.
Wow.
Which is my old football club, Mount Eliza, South Frankston, right. Down in Victoria, and it's on the Mornington Peninsula. And I'll be going along to celebrate 1982, if you remember that. I think Carlton beat Richmond in the grand final that year. I was going out with Libby Callow. What else springs to mind?
That was my final year of school.
Was it?
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I'm not sure. Do you go to reunions? Do you?
I've been to school, a couple of school reunions, but we sort
That'd
of waited
a bit. That'd be good for your jitters, huh? Was Laura X there?
Laura X, she was not on. She was quite a few years below me, I have to say, Laura X. She fit a lot in her career.
Yes. But, so reunions in general, do they frighten you? Are you up for them or...?
The early ones are difficult, but as you get older, people don't give a stuff, and everybody's sort of in their own. They go, "This is who I am. I don't care about it."
Yeah.
When it's 5-year reunion when you leave school or you get it together, everybody's a bit judgy.
Yeah,
how
right.
do you feel about it?
I'm wrapped. So I love the Mount Eliza Football Club.
Yeah.
Have done. We did a gig down there earlier in the year. I believe I'm the number one ticket holder.
Under 16. That's about time.
Under 16.
Did you win that
back
year?
Back in the day. Yes. Well, that's it. That's a premiership
Grand
reunion.
Final. Wow.
We wouldn't go back if it wasn't nothing to be to do.
Yeah.
Premiership side, I was very good.
How'd you
I was
go
instrumental.
What was
you?
What do you play? What position?
I was in the centre. I was like a Greg Williams.
Oh, you were speedy and fast. I couldn't catch you.
But speedy's probably strange.
Were your shorts the widest after the game?
Well, I did. My first nickname at Mount Eliza was Mary after I emerged from the ground with white shorts one day. But see, me and Eliza, and it was a great thing that we had because I call it South Frankston, but Mount Eliza had a poor reputation as being a little bit ritzy.
No, it's snobby.
So, well, it's sort of shut up,
it
Dave.
Is, it's still snobby.
It's not snobby.
Of course it is.
You are a jerk.
Mount Eliza is snobby.
So, it's surrounded by Pines and Seaford and Edie Asp and Keringle, which are basically third world countries.
Right.
Yeah, it's a shanty town.
Again, that's a stretch.
I'd rather be living in a favela than in the Pines.
Okay.
Big shout out
to our friends.
So what they used to do is they used to wait for us and they used to go and they used to look forward to playing Mount Eliza so all their fans could turn up and give it to the little rich boys.
Oh.
And you're like, which wasn't true. My dad was in the Air Force. We were like decent, honest people. We'd just have to live in Mount Eliza. Mm. So they're all, you rich this, you rich that. And they used to come out and they used to give it to us.
Sledging you as a 16-year-old.
Sledging us nonstop. Jeez. Whenever we turned up, all their supporters would turn out. And finally one day, I'll never forget this, one of our supporters, we'd finally had enough. Mm. They've been giving it to us all day. And then about halfway to the third quarter, one of our supporters turned around to the guy who's slipping off and goes, "Shut up, mate. Or I'll put up your rent."
I'll look forward to it.
Well, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun, yeah.
It'll be fun.
Catch up with the old days.
We'll get drunk and vomit under the pool table,
just like
the old days.
The good old days. That sounds like fun.
We're going to go around the grounds in just a moment.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat. You can find your dealer, hsv.com.au.
I've got an idea.
What?
Why don't you borrow an HSV Series 2 Sports Cat and rock up to your reunion that?
Yes.
You will be
god. And do a lap of honour.
Yeah. Or but you could put all the boys in the back.
In the back, like they do at the grand final parade.
Yeah. It's pretty classy. It suits
the
Mount Eliza.
Yeah, baby. And you know, it's a good day Friday for the Sports Cat because you've been to town all week and you've been chewing up the urban landscape.
Yeah, that's right.
You're ready.
Now let's go bush, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's get this big bad boy out there and go cocoa bananas.
As you say, and this is the first time I'm going to use these words ever in my life, this vehicle has bonnet bulge.
I have bonnet bulge just thinking about it.
No.
Check it out.
No, the
Look
car
at it.
Does.
Look at
no,
me.
I'm not.
I'm
I don't want to.
What is bonnet bulge?
No, please don't say
it's
that.
It's like Cirque du Soleil down there.
Like, do you know, I just need to make this clear to everybody at home. There's a desk and I can't see anything below.
You know what you're looking at.
No,
this
I don't.
It.
This is great. You know what?
When you've got a bit of grunt under the bonnet, and I am talking about the car again now.
Yes.
You know you are king of the road when you get behind the wheel.
You know, if there's crazy
the
weather in Australia at the moment, this is the time you bring out your HSV because.
And that's it. And if you don't have a girlfriend, just stop at the lights and ask.
Well, you'll get one.
Hey, want a ride?
Yeah.
Bang. You'll be in.
Just go anywhere.
Putty in your hands.
Yeah.
Be off.
In the absolute red or the dark shadow or the summit white.
You're a mineral black man.
I am.
You know you're a mineral black man.
All day.
Yeah. I'm kind of dark shadow.
Yeah.
I changed my mind
You're
all the
summit
time.
White. You're summit white. You're a summit white girl.
Mm.
Pip, pip. And then I come by.
You call me a summit white girl.
And then I rear-end you in the car, of course. and off we go.
Okay.
So this
You know what? I've got a cramp. You're giving me cramps.
Yeah. This is the greatest bit of automotive machinery ever. Do you know what I think of? You know when you think of planes, you think of the Concorde?
Mm.
You go, this was the high watermark.
Yeah, yeah.
This is when they got it right.
Yeah,
when
that's right.
Engineering conspired with
the best.
Excellence.
Best of the best.
Motoring excellence.
And well, you can put HSV branding on it, so that means that you can, everybody will know.
With the sports.
Calm down.
All right, we can find
no
your
dealer.
No
one's taking me seriously. This is,
I'm listening.
The sports cat is the
I'm
business.
Listening. Don't look at me like that.
If you've got big kahoonies, get yourself down to
don't
the
showroom. Don't look at me when you say big kahoonies.
Get yourself down to the showroom.
Yep.
And muscle up, if you're man enough, to the sports cat.
All right.
HSV Series 2.
Yes. Over and out.
.com.au. HSV.com.
Hey, guess what I did last night?
What's that?
I watched a game of
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. I'm so interested. Go on. I'm fascinated,
I'm up to tonight. I'm going to watch the final in Season 4. So there's only how many seasons to go?
I don't know.
Three? Jane? How many seasons in Game of Thrones?
Well, yeah,
there's three
to
more.
Go.
There were seven.
Oh, jeez. It's exciting now.
No.
This will see the year out.
Last night, the Wildings came and there was a war. Bang.
Right.
But before it happened, John and Sam were up on the wall and they were talking about chicks.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
I love that. Guys talk about chicks. It doesn't matter whether you're
Sam's
in
got
the
a
Game
chick.
Of Thrones or whether you're whatever. You're all about to die. You go, what's it like to have a root? And that's the question
don't need
Sam
to speak
says.
Like
that's what he says.
That's how they speak. In fact, they speak worse.
Yeah,
like
we're on
that.
Radio. I don't know.
Tormund admitted he had sex with a bear. How's that, eh?
I don't remember that.
Those Wildings, yeah.
A bear?
Those Wildings, they don't make it around,
do
they?
The person who looks like a bear.
No. He had sex with a bear.
Okay.
That's right.
Go and ask Dr. Chris. He'll tell you all about it. No, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And then so the big Barney, the big brouhaha came down.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the giants have turned up on giant elephants.
Oh, yes, the giants came.
What about Littlefinger? What's he doing at the moment?
I've told you not to mention that term.
Littlefinger's up to no good.
Littlefinger's always up to no good.
What an episode. And then you got shot. John didn't know what to do.
No one gets shot. They don't have guns.
With an arrow. Have you seen a crossbow, Jane? Have you not seen the series?
Yes, I have. Everyone has. This is the point.
You know what it's about, don't you?
Okay.
There's seven.
We're done. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week, Kennedy Malloy.
Have we got time to go around the grounds?
You sure have.
Which
I love doing.
Right. Okay, I'm going to start in Perth, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, why
guess
not?
What?
What's happening in Perth?
Good news for you. Guess who's landed?
Oh, my God, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. Bang. Kicking off the Australian tour in Perth tonight. Get involved, people.
Yeah,
RAC Arena. That will be big, especially for girls who like listening to...
It's not only girls and you'll upset...
It's female-friendly music.
You will upset all Triple M listeners. Hey, I'm going to go to Brisbane then. I'm going to go up to the Ekka.
This is the world-famous Ekka, the Royal Queensland Show.
Today until the 18th of August.
Oh, bang.
So go along to the Brisbane showgrounds and you all know what's
at the Ekka. That will be unbelievable. Guess what's happening in Hobart?
Don't know.
It's the Festival of Bright Ideas, Dopey. Science for the curious and creative. So this will be fun. Princess Wharf, Hobart tomorrow. Festivalofbrightideas.com.au. Get involved.
I'm going to tap my way to Adelaide to see Hugh Jackman, the man, the music, the show. Two shows a day, Saturday 10th, Sunday the 11th. Adelaide Entertainment Centre Arena. This show will blow your mind. He is a world-class performer.
Super talent.
I'm tipping jazz hands at some stage.
There could be.
Maybe.
Why not?
Wasn't the criticism.
That's what I want. That's what I want in my Hugh.
Hey, Newcastle.
Yes.
Variety of Chefs is on. Enjoy an unforgettable evening at Newcastle's premier fundraising gala dinner. Variety of Chefs to help make much-needed money for the kids.
Ooh,
if you can't do it for the kids, what can you do it
that's
for?
That's amazing. In Melbourne, they've got a rain room. This is amazing.
What?
Yeah. Acme and Jackalope. It's a hotel on the
peninsula.
Why do you need a rain room in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
It's raining. The
that's
whole joint's
right.
a rain room.
It's an immersive artwork. It's on until the 29th of September, and you walk and the rain stops. You keep walking, the rain's all around you, and it's fascinating.
And you can do the same thing on the way to the venue.
Yes.
So the Jackalope Pavilion
let's get in out of the rain. Don't! Hey, Sydney, the Recklin Community Cup. These are fantastic gigs.
Yeah, great.
The Musos and media face off and throw down in the annual charity AFL match at Marrickville. This is bloody good stuff. Get out there. It's a great day. Do it with the kids. You'll have a ball.
And what about we go to Alice Springs?
Yes, please.
Alice Springs.
We give a shout at 8HA.
That's it, 8HA.
9 a.m. breakfast on the beach with Sandy Beach.
Legend.
Well, there's no beach in Alice Springs, we know that. Desert Smart Echo Fair is on its 11th year, and special guests will include Craig Rucastle.
I love Alice Springs.
Get along all over Alice Springs, you can see.
Well done, everybody.
Big week next week. Good Tom Gleeson, Sigrid Thornton, Dave O'Neill, yes. Adam Gilchrist, Jim Jefferies.
Hello.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday. Australia. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.